Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You stand on a street corner and wait. You've been told to wear something conspicuous, an agreed-upon item of clothing, a red scarf, a black beret. 10-15 minutes pass by in a part of town you normally avoid. A Plymouth slows to a stop. A voice from inside tells you to get in. You're blindfolded, driven through a confusing maze of twists and turns, until finally your destination is reached. In darkness, you climb a flight of stairs, hardly daring to talk until you are led into the room where the abortion is to be performed. It's like something out of a crime thriller, only it actually happened, frequently in fact, sometimes by doctors, other times by novices, and sometimes by ladies in training who belong to a collective dedicated to getting women decent reproductive care in Chicago from 1969 to 1973. They were known simply as Jane, or the Jane Service, because the women who answered the phones always used the pseudonym Jane. More formally, their title was the Abortion Counseling Service of Women's Liberation. The collective originated with the University of Chicago student Heather Booth, who helped her friend's sister find an abortion provider. They found a physician they called Mike, who was willing to work with him, but they soon discovered that Mike, unfortunately, wasn't actually a physician. The techniques he used, however, were safe, and they were effective. So the women behind Jane's Service decided to cut out the middleman, and they decided to perform the abortions themselves. According to Pauline Bart, during the years when the Jane Service operated, that Chicago collective performed more than 12,000 safe abortions. The collective ended in 1973, when Roe v. Wade finally legalized abortions nationwide. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.